So, do you know what a golden birthday is?
Is it? I don't even want to know.
It's okay.
It sounds nasty.
It does sound
Okay.
nasty, but it is.
Reverse golden birthday.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
So, it's happy birthday to us. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Jaquetta, this is, Hey You Know, it's 5-year anniversary.
Yeah, we're five.
Can you believe it?
I know, it's kind of odd to think about. It's another milestone for us to celebrate.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yet
another
milestone.
One.
So, yeah. I can't believe it. 5 years.
Yeah,
weekly.
Who knew?
Well, the first year we weren't as weekly.
Yeah, we were like bi-weekly, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
And then we were like, we got to get real.
Yeah, we did. We got real.
Yeah.
We started every Monday.
Yeah, because we're like, no one's going to be tuning in every other Monday.
Yeah.
They're going to feel slighted. Maybe
yes.
Every Monday. And we're dedicated to once a week.
Yes.
We do it come hell or high water.
And always something new every
yes,
week.
Yes, so. Mostly new stuff.
Yeah.
New to us.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you have? Some birthday facts?
I have some birthday facts.
Are they facts or factoids?
They're facts.
What is a factoid? A factoid is like
a mini fact.
Okay.
I would imagine. A fact that broke off a real fact.
This is like a byproduct from a
yeah,
fact.
Right.
All right. So what are some birthday facts?
Okay. Let's see. Birthday invitations are thought to date as far back as the first century AD.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're also the declines. I can't believe.
Claudius Severa, the wife of Roman commander Aelius Brachus, sent out the first. I have no idea if that's
probably. Right. I mean, they're not going to say anything about it.
They sent out the first documented birthday invitation sometime during 100 AD.
How much do we know about that was the first time someone did an RSVP and got hell for it?
I know.
Just throw that tablet out. Who cares about that?
They were known as Vindolanda tablets.
Okay.
So they're carbon-based ink slabs that were made out of wooden leaf fragments.
Wow.
And served as a precursor to what we call the save the date card. So they used to pass those out, like, my birthday.
Be like, I didn't get that. I just thought it was a leaf. I threw that out.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Barty, Bragas. Sorry, I did. I thought it was
just a leaf.
We get so many leaves through the letterbox nowadays.
Yeah.
It's like,
you know, could have fallen off a tree. We don't
yes,
know.
Yes, we don't know. It could be a prank.
Yeah.
You know. We were busy that weekend as well, so it wouldn't have mattered.
And the history of birthday observances can be traced back to before the rise of Christianity.
Okay.
In pagan culture,
did they try to crack down on it?
Yeah,
no,
right.
They did. Right, we learned about that. How the Christians were like, there should be no other birthdays.
Only Christ has.
Yeah,
the birthday.
Only Christ's birthday.
In pagan culture, it's believed evil spirits visited people on their birthdays. To protect the birthday person from evil, people used to surround him and make merry.
Okay.
And that would make a lot of noise and scare away the evil spirits.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So
I like
that's
that.
Why we have cinema.
Yes, to keep our spirits up.
Yeah, and keep the spirits away because
yes.
They make a lot of noise.
Exactly.
And they're loud.
They'd be great for a birthday.
Some other facts here is that more people celebrate their birthdays in August than any other month. So we're common.
Wow.
Yeah. They're about 9% of all people.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, shouldn't it be slightly more? Okay, fine. No, that's a lot. 9% of all people. Okay,
The two other months that have the highest rate for birthdays are July and September.
Ah, July is my birthday month.
It makes sense. July, August, September.
Yeah.
All the babies.
That's when everything comes out.
Yeah.
You can't hide anymore.
Yeah.
the party's over.
The cold.
Everybody
yes. holds up in the cold.
Everything
months.
That happened in the cold.
It's like, duh.
Yeah.
It's like, of course.
Of course, yeah. No one had anything else to do. Despite leaflets coming through.
Yeah, close to 2 million birthday cards are sent each year. I don't get any of them.
I usually do. I don't know. Do I get birthday cards, people? I usually get gifts.
Yeah.
I usually don't do the card, though.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it. Sometimes I do.
Okay. The most famous rendition of Happy Birthday is sung by
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. And actually, you know, the song has a copyright. You're
yeah.
not supposed to sing it.
Good luck.
Sing it right
now. It gets
now.
Burst into people's parties.
Right. There should be a royalty. You can't. That's why in movies that you don't really have the right version of Happy Birthday.
Yeah, they always sing some weird version of it.
And restaurants always have their spazzy.
They do like, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, that kind of thing.
Happy birthday to you, ha ha.
What?
You know.
It's like the disc as the Bobo birthday song. Fish heads. No label.
But here for to celebrate, and I hope we don't have to do this.
Does it involve hitting one another? Because that seems like that somehow always gets in.
In the 19th and early 20th centuries, the popular 21st birthday present was to have all your teeth removed and replaced with a set of dentures.
When?
When you were 21.
In what era?
The 19th and early 20th century.
Wow, I didn't know that.
The idea was it would prevent the expense of dental treatment later in life.
Why not just pull them out later as they stop working? Yeah. Well, the whole thing. That seems a little, like, preemptive in the wrong way.
We're looking forward to turning 21. Yeah. We're like, legal, woo!
Yeah, then.
Imagine the pain.
That's right, because what kind of, they just punch you out? And then just pull as many as they can before you wake up and then knock your ass out again?
No, they didn't even, you just had to take it.
That sounds like a horrible birthday. Yeah. I'd be like, no, dude, I'm 20. I set out 20
for the past 10 years.
Yes, don't worry about it.
Oh my gosh. The Sultan of Brunei hosted the world's most expensive birthday party to celebrate his 50th birthday. And this was back in July of 1996.
Okay. I remember reading about this.
The cost was a whopping $27.2 million.
What a waste of money for a troll.
Yeah. And you know what took up 16 million of it? Was
food.
Three concerts featuring Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, this is a sad one. Anne Frank's world famous diary was given to her as a present for her 13th birthday.
On this day?
Not on this day, but that's like a birthday.
Oh, birthday fact. Like, okay.
Why here, is that Anne Frank, you're going to need
this. You're going to need this to write this down?
Yeah.
How did that get mixed in with birthday facts? That's strange.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a sad one.
I mean, sad for her, but, I mean, luckily she did, write that book, Yeah. I remember reading The Diary of Anne Frank as a kid, and we also did the play, I think, and I just remember thinking, like, wow, I was kind of blown away from it. Because as a child, you don't fully, you relate to it in a different way.
Yeah.
Like, you understand the Holocaust and, history and war and all that, but it's not, it's more about her.
Yeah, it's like she was our age.
Yeah. And then when you get older, you realize you're like, oh, here's the backdrop of all the kind of other stuff that was going on. This is why this is so significant. And as you get older, you develop a deeper understanding of it. But yeah, I remember reading Diary of Anne Frank as a young girl and being like, oh, this is cool. It's a girl's diary. Yes, and it actually got published.
Yeah.
Someone's listening to a girl.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow.
And this is what really was going on.
Yeah, this is what's going on with the girl. It was interesting.
Yeah. So do you know what a golden birthday is?
I don't even want to know.
It's okay.
It sounds nasty.
It does sound nasty. But it is...
reverse golden birthday.
It is your age and date, when your age and your date of birth are the same. So.
Oh, okay.
So if when I turned 19, that was my golden birthday.
Okay, so it was on the 12th, yeah. I guess. Okay.
I was born on the 19th, you were born on the 12th.
Yeah. All right, cool. What happens on the golden birthday?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
It's just golden.
Wait, what a waste.
I know. I know. It's like, it makes it seem to be more than it is.
Is it golden? I would think it was like 50? Yeah. You turn 50?
Or that something happens with you, that you have this wisdom.
Well, now that I'm the age I am, I know that I probably won't know very much at 50 either. So maybe I should move that back, that golden.
Yeah, right.
I always, every year when people say on the birthday, like, how did you feel? I'm like, I thought I would know more.
Oh.
Every year I'm like, I thought I would know more.
Yeah, but I don't
know. No, I don't. Anymore. I don't know very much at all.
Okay, and if there's 23 people in a room, there's a 50-50 chance that two of them will share a birthday. That's the birthday paradox.
Really? That's the birthday paradox?
Yeah.
We have to try that out.
Next time we get 23 people in a room, we got to figure it's a 50-50 chance.
Well, we could just go to any bar and shout out, whose birthday is it?
Yeah.
And then wait.
The least common birth date in the U.S. is May 22nd.
Why? What happened? Count back?
Count back.
Everybody's like, no, I'm holding it. Right. I'm holding it in.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You can't.
Come out tomorrow.
Yeah. Right. Okay, what do you have?
So I have a life path number. So your life path is calculated by...
Life path. Life, like as in life.
Yeah, as in the game of.
Okay, thank you. I thought as in Life Magazine. Light.
No, life path.
What comes out from a
bowl. I think light path is like something from Fios.
Okay.
So, a life path is determined by, we are August 30th, 2010. So, you add all those numbers together.
And what do we come up with?
And we come up with 5. Okay. So, we are life path number 5.
Nice. And what's the...
So, I'm going to tell you.
This is what our journey is.
This is our journey, our path.
Okay.
Those with life path of 5 seek freedom above all else. The podcast wants to be free. Yeah. It is free.
It is free.
They are adventurers. We have a restless nature. We're on the go, constantly seeking change and variety in life. I don't know. We kind of do the same segments over and over again.
The show is different every week.
Yeah, they have a free spirit, and they need to have variety in their day.
That's right.
If they do not live the adventure, their lives become way too dramatic. That I don't understand. So, like, I feel like if we live the adventure...
We need real adventure, or we'll make something
more. Oh, we'll make it happen.
We're gonna, yeah. You know that, the mountain... made out of the molehill?
That's going to be us.
Yeah.
It says, conservative is a word that is probably never used to describe them.
Uh-huh.
They love taking risks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They hate routine and repetition.
True.
It says, fives, that's us, that's the podcast, have a hard time settling down and have a fear of being trapped or smothered in another podcast. I'm editing it. Our podcast cannot be subsumed into any other podcast.
Yeah, it can't, no.
Fives are very persuasive and excel at motivating people, which makes them ideal candidates to become salesmen. Hey, we're ready to pitch. This podcast brought to you by...
Yeah. Funkadelic Studios.
Funkadelic. We're versatile, and they make many other career choices are suitable for us. We do not like a 9-to-5. And it says here are some just caveats. If life path number 5 is the number of freedom and change, below are some key points you might want to take into consideration. 1, don't deny who you are, podcast.
Okay.
Keep it real. Security is great, but you need to escape. Aim for a career that lets you have adventures. Yeah, we're fashioning our podcast credentials now so we can get into the science meetings.
That's right.
And other things.
Right.
It says, you are capable of great originality. You could do something as dramatic as being a photographer for National Geographic, or as simple as being a flight attendant. I would say that that's not that simple.
It's not. That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It says, you can be self-indulgent, especially if you let yourself get bored. And then the last one is, and this is what I thought was the most interesting one for our life path. It says, you are sensual.
Sensual.
But don't bask in it.
Don't bask in our sensuality.
Don't bask in it. Don't forget to learn about yourself and other people while you explore.
Ew. Ew. That's like a gross, like, yes. HBO special where they have, like, these adult seminars on how to explore your body.
But don't bask in it. Be sensual. Yeah. But don't bask.
See those? It's like all these weird adults in a room, and it's like there's some kind of draped fabric around.
There's a yurt involved.
Yeah, and then they're like
rain sticks,
and it's like gross. And there's instructor pillows. Yes. People are like on different positions.
For
on
some
pillows.
Reason, no one can get a chair into the room. Everybody either has to squat or like position themselves on some weird dirty pillow.
Yeah, and the instructor has like this beard, and he walks around like Jesus, like hey.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. He's got a rain stick.
And he's like, explore your sensuality.
Why are those always on HBO? It's so strange. They've been on since we were like kids.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the same nasty pillow. And fake Swami with a rain stick. Yeah. Trying to get people. And I guess they're supposed to explore themselves. The people look freaked out.
Yeah, they
do. And then there's a couple people who are like, oh, yeah. I'm ready to explore everybody up in this piece.
Yes.
Oh, I bought my own pillow.
Again, there was the one who was like, oh, I'm so scared. Yeah. This is my first time.
But then they're spread eagle.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. One leg over here, one leg over there. Yeah, those are so weird. What is it? Is it real sex? Are those? I don't think it's real sex because that's actually a show.
Yeah.
This is just like some weird, like, it's an in-between shows.
It's like, okay, what? And they're trying to get, like, people to join their seminars. And it's like, we go out into nature and it's like really relaxing.
We don't pay for the place we use is what that means.
Yeah.
We go out to nature. So here's some people that are on our life path, or okay, have been. Louis Armstrong, Vincent Van Gogh,
nice.
Angelina Jolie, Steven Spielberg.
I'll take it.
Colin Farrell.
Sure.
Liv Tyler, Martin Lawrence, what's up? Fellow Maryland person. Beyonce.
All right.
George Michael, Mick Jagger, John Bon Jovi, Tina Turner.
All right. We're in good company.
We're in good company. Yeah, and also... Joaquin Phoenix. I don't know if that's still good company.
I'll take it.
He's in a movie now. This is the funny thing, as you get older, you see the celebrities who are your age or that you grew up with. You're like, why is he playing a father now?
Yeah.
Like, why is he playing a mentor? What happened? Am I old? Joaquin Phoenix?
This is all happening. Yeah, yes. they're all parents.
Yes.
And they're all like out of it. It's like, what?
Christian Bale ain't even in it. What happened to him? Give him a role, somebody. Bring Bale back. Bring back Bale.
Bring back Bale.
Yeah, do it. I know he's over 40, but he can still act.
Yeah.
So that's our life path.
That's very nice. Yeah. And now we know where we're headed.
Well, we should just stop basking in the sensuality, apparently. Yeah. Don't be ready for that. Don't bask. You know?
Jaquetta.
No, I'll try.
Okay, so I have some advice.
Okay, so Advice on Advice is a segment where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we want to improve upon it by giving our advice on advice. So Katie has some birthday advice.
Yes. Okay, dear Miss Manners.
Okay.
On my daughter's 17th birthday, she received, in my view, an insulting gift from her grandparents. Birthdays in my family are special days, and the birthday girl or boy is made to feel like a king or queen in celebration of their birth.
Okay.
The gift,
I didn't get that growing up, but all right. Yeah. They're like, hey, we got your godmother to put this on a cake.
Yeah, right.
Next.
The gift was a gift card and a packet of thank you notes. Nothing wrong with this, no. By the way, in my opinion.
Yeah.
My daughter was crestfallen as she absorbed...
Crestfallen?
As she absorbed the not-so-subtle insult. I was...
How much was the gift card for? That's not an insult in my mind.
Yeah,
it was a nice
gift card
amount.
Yeah.
And then thank you notes, you're going to need those.
You're going to need them, and I love stationery.
I do, too.
And when people give me any kind of stationery, I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled. I would love it.
Yeah, thank you notes. I've got thank you notes at home.
Yeah, and I've gotten them. Somebody has given them to me. It's like beautiful stationery.
Yeah.
Because they know I like it.
And then also, too, you're probably going to, she's going to need to use those.
Yeah.
To thank people for all the gifts.
Yeah.
Right? If it's such a big deal.
There's nothing wrong with this.
Okay.
I was able to make her feel better, but the damage was already done. My daughter wishes to express to her grandparents how deeply they hurt her feelings, but does not wish to have a confrontation.
Is there a no thank you note?
Do you have a suggestion or two for this circumstance?
You can't, you know what? What I've always been taught, and it's hard for me because, you know, usually the first thing I think is on my face, mm-hmm. is no matter what you get as a gift, just thank the person.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, curse them later.
Thank you, and usually most of the time they really did think you would like it.
You know, a lot of grandparents nowadays, I imagine, feel like there's such a difference between what they thought children would want and mm-hmm. what children actually want. Like, mm-hmm. If you're in your 70s, mm-hmm. how do you keep track of what a 17-year-old wants now when it's changing, like, every year? They are probably thinking, you know what? Let's just get her a gift card.
Yeah.
She's old enough to know what she wants. We don't want to get her the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. This is easy for us to do. Maybe they just bought it. Like, you know, a lot of stores now, like just a regular, like Walgreens or whatever, mm-hmm. you can buy gift cards for tons of different places.
Yeah.
I'm thinking for an older person, you're like, oh, let me just do this.
Yeah.
Let me just put $100 in a gift card.
Yeah.
Send that to her.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And who knows? Well, maybe the girl never thanked them for anything. And maybe it's true. It's like, hey, you know, her mother's not teaching her any manners.
Obviously. Look at this. The mother's trying to figure out a way for her to, like, say no thank you to the gift.
Yeah, and say... And the
there's no question
And
here.
The mother is saying, in her view, it was an insult.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So the daughter may have not even been insulted until the mother was just like, that's rude.
This is ridiculous. And these are her parents. So maybe there's some other beef.
And also the mother is like, I'm going to make my child feel like the king or queen in celebration of their birth. So maybe this family is a handful.
It sounds like it.
The 17-year-old is real.
Is a bee.
And the grandparents are doing her a favor by being like, you know, you got to thank people for things.
Yep.
Maybe they never got a thank you for anything.
Yeah, so you have to do that, especially with older people.
Yeah, so,
you know.
You should thank anybody. No one gives you anything.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? There's some people who are, depending on what your culture is, like the elders in your family may really want that thank you note because that was important for them.
Yeah.
It's a little important for, I think people our age might still do it. I still send thank yous to people, handwritten notes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if younger than us, if that's a thing.
Yeah.
Which is fine, if that's the way it is. But, you know, you have to be conscious of what people are expecting.
Right. But I think in either case, I think the grandparents are right.
Yeah. Right. They sent you some shit. Break them off a card.
Yeah. No, it's not a big deal.
And don't send them one of their thank you cards. Go get your own thank you card.
Oh, right.
And send that. Seriously, do not use the ones that they sent you.
No.
You know?
Okay, the advice is, gentle reader, as you encourage your daughter to feel like a queen, she might consider ordering their execution. However, you do not seem to have warned her of the usual eventual fate of who are harshly unjust even if to their most loyal subjects.
What's wrong with this metaphor? Okay, fine, Miss Manners.
But perhaps it is Miss Manners who is being unjust by assuming that the apparent insult may have arisen from a legitimate grievance. If it did not, she acknowledges that a polite protest might be included in the letter in which your daughter first thanks her grandparents for the gift certificate. She could admit to being somewhat puzzled by the thank you cards. As you know, she could continue, I have
What's puzzling about that?
Yeah.
They're saying either one, you need to send out thank you cards to people, mm-hmm. or two, here's some nice thank you cards. That's it's it. Your birthday. People yeah. are probably going to be sending you a lot of gifts, and you want to send out nice thank yous. Yeah. And here's some free thank you cards.
Yeah. I have always eagerly expressed my gratitude immediately upon receiving your generous presents.
It's not like it was breath mints.
Yeah.
And like foot powder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like some, what is it, FDS?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's what I'm going to say. Breath mints, foot powder, FDS.
And then here.
And then maybe just like some razors to be like, you know, shape it up around the lip area. Free lip wax. Free lip and FDS.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather I did so on these cards instead of on the paper I've been using? I would, of course, be happy to oblige. This whole thing.
Oh, God. You know. You sound like, I mean, it's just like B in training.
Yeah.
It's not all that. Everybody is born.
Right.
Like, get over yourself.
Oh, right. And it's like, I think that this mother is making everyone feel way too special.
Yeah. It depends on what you got. Like, when I was growing up, okay, my grandparents died when I was young. And then my living grandparent... One, I don't even know where he was, but my grandmother was a Jehovah's Witness. I never got anything.
Oh.
I would have been happy to get a thank you, like thank you cards as the gift.
Yeah.
Because that would have been a gift. So just be happy that you got something.
Jeez. Yeah, right. And you're getting some guidance from somebody.
But
some
what's
people
wrong with
are never.
Gift card?
No, but. Right. But like, just the thank you notes. It's like, I would have been happy to get thank you notes as a kid.
Shit, I need to send these out to people.
Because, you know, what am I going to do? Run around the house looking, like, I
don't
know.
Looking for pieces of paper? 2 cents? I don't know. I think it is a gift of stationery, and it may also be a little nudge in the right direction that you need to send thank you notes.
So I think the advice is horrible, and the people who ask the question are horrible.
They're
people.
Also. This is horrible. The
grandparents
are horrible.
The grandparents are great.
So in honor of our fifth birthday, mm-hmm. I got some penis news, and this hashtag penis news, member on the move, Dick Updates, Scrub Stories, has two of my favorite things that I like to talk about. I love to talk about penises.
You do.
We know that. But I also love to talk about language.
Okay.
So I found a great article here from Haaretz, which is why Hebrew has so many words for penis.
Oh,
and I love this. It's about Hebrew, but it's also about Yiddish as well, which I love. I love Yiddish. I think it's such an interesting language. All right. So it says ancient scribes in biblical times are squirming at saying that word, and then had euphemisms. So these are euphemisms from Hebrew from back in the day. Biblical allusions include the word basar, meaning flesh, erva, meaning nakedness, mebushim, meaning private parts, regel, meaning leg. I like that. This is in the Bible.
That's just...
shofka, meaning spout.
Wow.
And yad, meaning hand, and meor, meaning nakedness. So these are some things that are in the biblical allusions. But the Talmud moves on to, and this is my favorite one.
Take your yad and put it on your...
and get it out of here.
Yeah.
Panim shel mata, lower face.
What
a great word. Or series of words for lower face.
The lower face.
Lower face.
Hey, don't make that face at me, lower face.
And then there's...
I'm not making a face at you. It's your lower
Amma,
face.
Which it means middle finger, was used as well. It says, in the Middle Ages, even though Hebrew had ceased to be a spoken language, rabbis kept up the pace and also kept up the pace with the penis names.
All right.
Including Gid, which means tendon. Oop. Zanav, which means tail. And then one of my favorites, Kama, which means ripe sheaf.
Wow.
For penis. Then they talk about later on the rise of the Zayin. So they have actual words that children, like elementary school children in Israel, kind of made up to go with penis, and they have become like a part of the vocabulary, including they have things here, gezer, which means carrot, or zarek, which means hose, and these come from a Tel Aviv elementary school in the early 20th century. There are plenty of other words, including weapon, that was just like the general term for a penis, and also is zayin. Which is means weapon, but it's also the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and it actually looks like a penis.
Oh.
Looks like two balls and a shaft. And it's a little bit dirty, none too surprisingly. Some Yiddishisms for the penis include strunkel, which means a little tree.
Oh.
Which I like as well. And also schmuck, which sounds like schmuck. Which we use here for, like, an idiot, or I would think that, like, a dickhead. But schmuck is the ancient Polish word for snake dragon.
Ooh, a snake.
So your people got in
people.
There. Smok is what the ancient Polish was, and it's translated to schmok.
Schmok.
Which means jewels. Right. And then there's also a corruption of the diminutive Yiddish word for stick, which means shtekel. I like that one, shtekel. Get your shtekel out of here.
Yeah.
And then there's
keep
other
the
things as well.
Keep the shtekel in your pants, son.
But I just thought it was really interesting. So Hebrew has a lot. And then, you know the word peen? I never understood why people were saying that. That actually comes from Hebrew as well.
Oh.
Peen, they say peen. Ha-peen, the pin. Or hopping.
No, well, that's world. Unfortunate.
And
that's like
hopping. We just say peen. So I just, you know, I wanted to mix up my two favorite things, which is etymology of words and penises together for a hashtag penis news. Shalom, everybody. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Yiddish is so awesome. Hebrew as well. All right, what do you have?
Tales from the Campfire.
So Tales from the Campfire is a segment where we find tales on the internet of the paranormal, ghost stories, urban legends.
And scary stuff.
Scary stuff. And we retell those stories here around the digital campfire. So
gather around, listeners.
Yeah, gather around. This is a birthday.
It's a birthday one. It's called You Call This a Birthday?
Yep. It's like from that girl.
Yeah.
She should write in a thank you note. You call this a gift?
Yeah.
You old bum.
By Purple Princess. On my 15th birthday, I decided to have a sleepover. I invited a few friends. They were Irma, Daphne, Kathy, and Shanna.
Really? They sound awful. Those sound like the girls I hated in middle school.
I know. We were messing around like 9-year-olds. It was pretty fun besides the ghost part. So okay. They're 15.
Okay.
When they were like...
we're acting like 9-year-olds. We don't care. We're so juvenile.
Well, it started when Irma had to go to the bathroom, but when she came back as white as a ghost, saying some creepy little kid was watching her do her business.
Wait, who names their kid Irma anymore?
Yeah,
go ahead. I have Irmas in my family. But
do you?
It's old fashioned.
That's an old fashioned name.
Yeah. Like Polly.
Yeah. Right. We calmed her down and convinced her it was nothing because she did have a huge.
They start slapping her because she was hysterical. Yeah. I had to. Yeah. I've always wanted to smack someone when they're hysterical.
But she has a huge imagination, so they had to calm her down.
They gave her a shot. This will be good for you. Okay. Hold her down.
Okay, we played Spin the Bottle, and it was weird because there were only girls.
Okay.
Daphne and Irma had a kiss. So
oh, they think that's weird?
Yeah.
Welcome to the world, ladies.
So Daphne and Irma had a kiss, so when they did, it was just for a brief second. And a shadowy image, kind of like a person, loomed over them, and it was giggling really odd, but as soon as it came, it left. That's an unfortunate choice of words.
That is an unfortunate choice of words. That's very poorly worded.
So they're
worded.
Watching, like, two girls kiss,
yeah.
His face appears, it's like,
and then, that was my word for, that's what it sounds like, that's it, and that's out.
Okay, we played hide and seek, too. I was it, and I had to find them. Well, mm-hmm. I thought I heard giggling, so I followed where it came from, and there was actually no one in the whole room. I continued to go here giggling, and I thought I was going crazy. It turns out everyone hid outside, and I couldn't have heard it, but I...
That's pretty funny. Okay, I like them again, though. You know, hey, everybody out. We're down in the corner shop, having a smoke, getting some soda or something.
Yeah,
she's looking for us.
But she's here and giggling inside the house. We're
yeah.
just looking, nobody's there. Okay, no one believed me, so we played a board game.
They're like, whatever.
Yeah, you're giggling.
Purple Princess.
Yeah. We were really into the game, and then the dice flew into the air and then fell. Call me crazy, but Irma, Daphne, Kathy, and Shanna, and me saw it with our own eyes.
Okay, or we all saw it.
Yeah. Well, she gave their last names, too, so
name
she's
check.
Really outing them,
okay.
You know, like, in a big way. I just need help understanding why it happened then, because it never happened before, it never happened afterwards. Trust me, I don't think we're all crazy.
Okay. That's it?
And so, that's it. So, it's like, so you're basically 15-year-old girls at a slumber party, kissing
playing
each other.
In the bottle, running
and
around.
And so you've got this, like, pervy old ghost coming in, like, yeah, girls,
yes. That's exactly as a pervy shadow person.
Yeah.
This guy's like, I can't believe my luck.
And then he's just like, okay, they kissed, and now they're done kissing. I gotta get them back in the room somehow. So he's like giggling, like, hee hee, come in here, right?
They're gone.
Because they all went outside. And then, of course, they start playing a board game.
Okay.
And the
naturally.
Dice go in the air because the ghost is like, come on, let's get this party
I'm
back
going
on track.
Here. I'm on my round two. The hell? I invited friends.
Yeah.
Let me come over and see this.
Girls. What is this? Don't act like 9-year-olds.
Like
act like a 15-year-old.
Act like a 15-year-old.
Yeah, but
get back to the bottle.
Some of the comments. It sounds like you had an extra guest at your party sleepover. And like you say, you were all acting like 9-year-olds. Spirit was just adding to the fun. It sounds like it enjoyed it, too, with the giggling.
Yeah, that's not the reading that we got from it. I had a piece of...
And then they were saying, like, oh, one of your friends brought a friend. So they think that the ghost came, was attached to somebody
else. Oh, the ghost came with someone else.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't live there. It just made an appearance for this party. I'm with you on this one. It sounds like a dirty old ghost to me.
Yeah.
Like a nasty ghost that was like...
It was probably just a curious ghost who wanted to join in the party and have fun with you girls.
Really?
As long as nothing bad happened, you have nothing to worry about. It's like... being groomed.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, being groomed.
Just go on with that.
Just keep
doing
what you're doing.
Yeah.
Wow.
See where it ends up. You know?
Yeah, see what happens.
Yeah.
To be free.
Yeah.
Be open. So I have one here. It's a mysterious events at birthday parties. So regather.
Oh, my gosh.
Or stay gathered.
Yeah. A double.
This is from Australia, and it's the haunted places category. Mm-hmm. It was just... about a year since the death of my father's friend, who had only lived down the street from us. And since after his death, weird things started happening in the house, like footsteps in the hallway, mm-hmm. a sense that somebody was outside, weird noises in the night.
Aren't these all normal things?
Living in a neighborhood.
That's just living. You hear footsteps in the hall, and you hear noises outside.
Yeah.
All right.
But the weirdest events happened on my birthday. All morning, I had been feeling sick for no reason until my friends came around.
And then morning sickness.
For a sleepover. Morning sickness. It's too late. Nothing specifically bad happened after that until around night. And me and my six friends were full of sugar. One of my friends, Sarah, saw something and got freaked out. I know. She said she sensed something around the tent that we were sitting in. I got a bit sick in the stomach again. So I went outside to the tent, to our campfire, which our father set up. So they're like, they've got two tents in the backyard, right? But as soon as I got back into one of the two tents, Sarah started telling us that she was getting freaked out. Some of my other friends sent something too before Sarah said, but she was the only one who admitted it.
She's a brave one.
This led us to making a pact. Nobody would leave the tent without somebody else.
Pinky swear.
Yep. My other friends, Shannon and Katrina, thought it was weird, but they went along with it.
Why not?
Yeah, they're joiners. We were about to go to bed when mysteriously the tent wouldn't close. So everybody went crazy and ran from that tent into the other tent, leaving behind phones, blankets, pillows, etc.
How? What? Because it wouldn't close?
Yes. The tent wouldn't close, so they bolted.
So why would you
And leaving behind all their stuff.
The zipper was stuck.
Yes.
That's all.
Everybody was too afraid to go back for them.
The fabric got stuck in the zipper on the flap of the tent.
Another problem came to hand when the tent window was open, but being chickens, everybody stayed inside. So they ran into another tent whose door wouldn't close either. They're like, we'll just stay here.
Yeah.
This is fine. Not knowing it, the weirdest part of my birthday was about to take place when, staring wide out the window, I saw a white, cloudy, and transparent form of a man holding a screwdriver.
Ooh. Wow, that's specific.
That's very specific.
And it's white and cloudy. Look, it's like,
or another object, couldn't tell. The man shifted quickly across the window. Of course, since my friends were scared enough, I didn't tell them. See, this when we talked about this before, if you see something, I don't care if it's real or not, you better tell me.
You better say.
Because if some shit happens later, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
And dead.
Yeah, and like, but mostly pissed.
You got to tell me, you know, because at this point we're already in it. We're running back and forth from tent to tent. You know, we're chickens. I didn't tell them, but as soon as I heard my mother checking on us, me and my three friends ran quickly up the stairs to my bedroom. These are the worst kind of friends. So they're all in this tent together. No, the mom comes out, and then three of them just like, fuck it, and bolt.
Yeah.
Leaving the other ones behind.
They're terrible people.
Yes,
get rid of them now. People. Make some new friends. Yeah.
In the morning... I told my friends what I saw. They believed me because they felt the ghost presence, but they never have come over for a sleepover since. Bobby, I'm just so glad that we chose not to watch a horror movie. Since after my birthday, one of my other friends, Emily, told me while sleeping in my room, she heard a big, large footsteps down the hall. And she said, I'm glad you closed your door. If I saw that ghost down your hallway, I would never have slept again. Some other events have occurred after my birthday. These are, and this is where the story is, could have been interesting. Nephew's bottle levitating, lights going off in house, curtains being pulled down while in the dark, and footsteps in the hallway. P.S. This is not the only ghost my family has encountered before mysterious events.
Wow.
At a birthday party.
Wow.
Showing your true colors. People who run off, I don't care if it's a simulation. I don't have time for you.
Yeah, right. If anyone runs from and leaves
you
behind.
Run off.
You better be holding my hand,
yes.
taking me with you.
You better be like, everybody, let's go. Mm-mm. You know? Unless you're the one person who, like, runs out first and gets stepped on.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
Now, over the past 5 years, we've had a variety of guests on our show. Yeah. We'd just like to thank all of them for being here. We have the funny people, Alexis Lambright, Asi Motoriz, Luke Ward. We have the legal person, Greg Zenon, your husband.
Yes, Greg Zenon. Attorney at law.
Yes. Then Skinny Bitch Jesus Meeting.
Yay.
Jeff Sweet. Amber Madison. Lee Bonema. Carlo DiCarlo. Lauren Mall. God, there's so many.
I know.
There's so many. Nichelle Stevens, and our resident tarot card reader.
Yes, Marcy.
Who's your friend from Down Under?
Oh, my friend from Down Under?
Yeah. Evan.
Oh, Evan, whose name we always mispronounce. Evan K.
Evan K.
Evan K.
There's Kate and Kathleen from ABC Gotham, yay, another podcast that we enjoy. Emily Epstein White. Then Scientist.
Yes, twice.
Did we say
from Science U?
Scientist from Science. Yale Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
And Cinema.
Of course. Our house band, if we had a house.
Jodell, Lauren G., Catherine Wing, Frank Angelini, Chrissy Mayer, Courtney W., Dr. Jackie Gunn and Carlo DiCarlo.
Yes, as a team.
Right. Jamie Rivera, Al Crisafulli, Eric Robinson, and John P. from Funkadelic Studios.
And I would also like to thank everyone who sent us in mail over the past 5 years or who has left us a review on iTunes. Thank you very much as well. And yes, thank you to all the listeners.
Yes.
Whether or not you contact us, we know you're out there.
All the links, the tweets, the emails. Thank you so much for listening all these years to us. If you've been with us from the beginning or you jumped
you just
in the
started
middle,
now. This would be weird if this were your first show. like, what are they talking about? Yeah. 5 years. Never heard of them.
And then our allies in podcasting we'd like to thank, which is the Black Guy Who Tips.
Yeah, Rod and Karen, the godparents of podcasting.
Yeah, Operation Cubicle.
With Special Agent Jackson.
Yes, ABC Gotham. But I digress.
Are they still around? Yeah. We thank them anyway.
We thank them anyway. We were both on their show.
Yeah.
Air Out My Shorts.
Yeah, with the word whore.
And our friends in the Great White North.
Yes. And they are the great Black and White North.
Yeah.
Joe Neela.
Right. Right. And we'd also like to thank Funkadelic Studios, Dawn, and the rest of the crew here at Funkadelic for working with us and being so great.
For allowing us to be in the studio on a consistent basis.
Yeah. And I also would like a special to thank Krampus.
Yes.
Krampus.
I mean, if you're giving a shout out to Krampus, I've got to give a shout out to Christian Bale.
Okay.
Just because, look, if there's anyone out there who's looking to cast someone mm-hmm. with a rugged male lead over 40 who's got serious acting chops, it's Christian Bale. I'm just saying. I'm not taking a piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wanting to see more work.
Yes.
That's all. But thank him for his work. Also, Billy Zane.
Billy Zane. And Magic Michael XXL.
And Magic Michael double XL, triple XL as well.
Yeah.
So this is our first 5 years, huh?
Yeah.
What do you see for the next 5 years?
Thanks.
Multimedia extravaganza.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing holograms next year.
A hologram. We're going to hit you from all angles.
Yeah, we're going to be at Coachella next year.
Yeah.
Doing a live podcast.
That's right. We'll do that. I see, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't have any vision. Do you have a vision?
Rippling. I see that we're going to do a lot of rippling in the next 5 years. Thriving is probably also on the list as well.
We're going to ripple and thrive.
I would personally like to see something like a Macarena come out of here.
We're going to have a dance.
Some kind of a dance, you know, like a movement that goes along with it. I want us to be a cultural juggernaut, like Sharknado says about itself.
Yeah.
Chowder. Is that what that says?
No. I have here just a little bit. Just talking about longevity, because 5 years is nothing to sneeze at.
But yeah, it's nothing.
I'd like to talk about the 26-year-old cat.
Wow.
Yeah. His name is Corduroy. He's crowned the world's oldest living cat.
Really? Corduroy the cat?
26-year-old Corduroy.
That's not a distinction you want to have for too long.
A handsome male kitty from the United States was crowned the oldest living domestic cat this week by the Guinness Book of World Records.
How do they know? That is still him.
Corduroy's title replaces another cat in the record book, Tiffany 2.
Okay.
Who died recently at the ripe old age of 27 years, 2 months, and 20 days.
And was Corduroy like, gotcha, B.
That's right, Tiff.
I'm still here.
Done.
I'm still standing.
A corduroy's age may not seem to that impressive to long-living humans, but a cat...
It is for his owner who's just fed up.
The cat's like, the owner's like, you should have died 15
yes,
years ago.
I already have corduroy 3 yeah. at the ready.
Yeah. Animal cats, really, the average lifespan is 12 to 15 years.
Damn, that's some old pussy.
Although most pet cats die in their teenage years, it's not all unusual for an indoor cat, house cat, to make it into its
20s. Because they don't do anything.
Yeah, because
it's called American house cat. It's just like really big old.
Yeah, if they don't have any medical conditions or anything, then they can last
a
while.
This cat probably sees mice come by and is like, you know what? Bring it.
The owner, Ashley Reed, she has the cat since she was 7.
Oh, a spinster at an early age.
She's just
the world's oldest cat. Wow.
She was thrilled, though, that she found out her cat was the oldest cat.
Did someone let her know?
Someone let her know, and she was, well, your cat's old.
Know. She's like, I knew it was old.
She promptly brought the cat a mouse to eat.
Promptly?
In honor of his achievement.
Wow.
He got a mouse. But
any word from the cat?
Although the cat is the oldest domestic cat, who is still alive, the oldest living cat, Cream Puff,
okay,
lived to be 38 years and 3 days.
That's crazy. See, this is what I tell people, like, don't, you know, when you get a pet, don't think this is going to be a quick thing.
Yeah.
Like, if my cat lived to be that old, I'd be like, geez, every day, like, still here, huh? Still here.
I'm just like, I plan to go away to college, but my dorm won't let me have cats. Yeah. So I got to stay here.
I'll be here. 28?
But there's another cat who has the... Sophie Smith.
Oh, stop. Sophie Smith, okay.
Holds the world record for the longest fur on a cat.
Ew.
Get ready. Get ready. The cat's hair is 10.11 inches long.
Oh. Oh. Oh, my God.
Imagine that cat walking around.
I can't even make my genitalia jokes about that because I don't want to.
I know.
That's not even...
I thought you might.
No, I can't go there. I'm sorry. I have standards. They're low, but they're there. That's awful. Well, happy birthday to the world's oldest cat.
Yes.
Yikes.
One day, maybe we can be 26.
Yeah. Maybe one day I could have 10.5-inch hair all over my body as well. Good Lord. All right, and happy birthday.
And happy birthday, Jaquetta.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com.
Thanks. There's that one restaurant that we go to, that Mexican restaurant on the east side.
Oh, yes.
And every time we go there,
there's always a birthday.
There's at least 5 birthdays.
I'll tell you, one year on my birthday, Greg and I dropped a lot of money to go to this really nice restaurant in Philly that has the best view of the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know, it was raining the entire day. And so we went in there, and it was just a bunch of sad women.
Oh, no.
And then boyfriends who were like, I'm getting nothing out of this. Oh, like, boyfriends and husbands who were just like... They were like, oh, you can all, everyone canceled their reservations, right? And they're like, oh, anyone can sit by the window. It's like, who wants to sit by the window now? We can't see anything. It was like Armageddon out there. It was like the early morning fog of Armageddon out there. And every 10 or 15 minutes you would hear, like, they would bring out like a candle and you'd hear someone be like, It was so sad. Because you literally have to make these reservations so far in advance. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To be at this restaurant on your birthday at sunset.
Yeah.
And it was
just totally.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of guys who were like, I guess I'll be given the foot rub tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Sure will.
Yes, to make up for the sun.
Yeah. Thanks, nature.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, nature.